When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's bring in Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. What do you think of the performance today, Greg? And I'll just lead off with this question. Do the Patriots have real issues in the red zone offensively?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, they haven't even thrown a pass into the end zone. In the red zone, they had, what, 4 field goals today?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, they have issues in the red zone. They still have plenty of issues with the run defense, which was basically torn up by an average, actually not even average, a below average Jets offensive line, some rookie running backs or young running backs. Yeah, there are some real concerns on this team. I mean, as far as today's game, it was one of those typical playing the Jets, you got to win. I mean, it was fine. I don't think those Zach Wilson interceptions were all that forced. But look, they got to win. That's what's important, and this is going to be a season-long process, Jim, in terms of getting everything firing on all cylinders. I mean, I know it's very odd for most Patriots fans to see this and see this offensively, but like I said last week, this is what happens when you have to live like the other teams do, which is you have to import 10, 11 new starters on both sides of the ball. It takes time, especially when you bring in a quarterback. I mean, look at Tom Brady last year going to Tampa. They were 7-5. He couldn't even count how many downs there were in Chicago when they barely won that game. And then they won 8 games to finish the year. This is what's happened. This is typical, so people should get used to it.
Hey, Greg, I've had some questions regarding Josh McDaniels and his play calls. At times, I wonder if it is personnel. Again, today, I don't know why they called that third down play where Mac Jones got sacked. He had no chance. Like, I don't even know why they even dropped back to pass with that formation. But even the, the throw in the kitchen sink on the backwards pass. What are your thoughts on Josh McDaniels and his play call so far this year?
It's hard for me to judge so far, Joe. I mean, everything's just so new. I mean, everybody's look, they didn't even decide who the starting quarterback was going to be until, the 53-man cutdown in terms of, reps and what kind of things they were practicing, before the games. I think that it's going to be – he's learning as much about Mac Jones and Nelson Agholor and Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. And then you throw in the Trent Brown injury. It's messy, and I don't know why people are surprised by this. And his play calling, I am not much of a guy to second-guess play calling unless it's, quite obvious, especially game 2 into the season with a rookie quarterback. But, I mean, look, people are going to do it. They need to learn each other. And it's always, for me, Joe, it's always more about execution than it is the actual play calls. And I don't think the execution has been very good to this point, and that's why I think the offense is so clunky more than anything else.
So do you feel a little bit vindicated, though, with going into the season, you said Trent Brown would be maybe the MVP of this team. That right tackle position, Greg, in terms of depth, looks like a real problem. I'm sure you saw it that first.
Yep.
On that first series on third down, Mac Jones takes a hit, and he's slow to get up. Like, that, I don't know if he's going to survive the season if Trent Brown isn't able to come back.
Yeah, I was surprised that they didn't give Durant more help, when he started. And going into this game, the one guy that I was worried about on the Jets' front was Jonathan Franklin Myers, their left end, who was unbelievable against the Panthers the week before. You knew he was going to line up over the right tackle. Their interior line is pretty good, but their edge rush outside of Franklin Myers isn't that good. So you figured the Patriots would game plan around that and give Durant help. But, again, I think this goes towards McDaniels and trying to figure out what works and how to get people open and balancing. All right, you know, when Tom Brady was here, he could say, all right, well, I'm going to max protect if he's throwing to Julian Edelman and say, anybody on the outside, Brandon Lloyd, whoever, like, you know, they could say, all right, we're going to max protect and we're only going to put two guys out in the route plus James White. That would work a lot of the times because Brady knew where these guys were going. They ran precise routes. Now everything is up in the air. I mean, nobody really knows exactly where people are going to end up. I mean, I think you even saw that, you know, with the Jets, the tipped interception, I think it was Corey Davis towards the sideline. You know, that was Corey Davis coming back to the ball when Zach Wilson thought he was going to fade a little bit and go to the sideline. That's the kind of timing stuff that goes on with new people and rookie quarterbacks, and it's going to take time.
All right, Greg, obviously we keep talking about things take time, and, you know, obviously you drafted some kids and you're bringing some free agents. I know Jim's a little down on Godshaw. But Judon continues to play well today. I thought he set the tone early on in this one for the team. And we saw Dante Hightower make some plays late in the game today. What was your thoughts on his performance?
I thought the front seven, again, was pretty middling, and that includes Judon and everybody. I mean, you know, he makes a couple pop plays here and there, especially when he's unblocked. But I'm more worried about the interior. I think, you know, Godchow, Lawrence Guy, Dietrich Wise, those guys, those are the guys that Bill Belichick thinks are starters right now. And none of them have played well. And you look at the Jets running backs, I think I had them for almost like 4.8 yards per carry. And, you know, really, if the Jets just stuck to the ground game and didn't even throw the ball, they probably would have been very much in this game. Hightower made some, a few plays here and there, but I wouldn't say anybody's arrived. I think that the front seven is very much a work in progress. I think they are going to be a lot more taxed against the Saints and certainly the Bucks in the next 2 weeks with the way Sean Payton game plans. You know, Brady will know what to do against this front. And I think that, you know, if anybody's happy with the way that the defense in the front seven has looked off the Dolphins and the Jets, then I think, they're in for a rude awakening come the next couple of weeks because, you know, Sean Payton's probably one of the top five play callers, game planners in the league, and he will have things that go at the Patriots' weaknesses.
All right, more with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal on today's Patriots win. 25-6 is the final at the New York Jets. You want to get on with Greg, 617-779-0985. Back with your calls and more with Greg coming up next here, Sean's Patriots postgame show. But first, here's Joe Murray with the latest in the headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots get their first win of the year, 25-6 over the Jets. Mac Jones, a good day, 22-30, 186 yards through the air. The Pats running game got touchdowns from James White, Damian Harris. Zach Wilson threw four interceptions. He was sacked four times in the loss. Patriots now 1-1. They host New Orleans next week. The Saints, of course, fell today to Carolina, 26-7. Other NFL scores. Right now it's the Cardinals, 21-20 over the Vikings just before half. Buccaneers 21, Falcons 7. The Cowboys have a 14-11 lead over the Chargers, and the Seahawks just went up 16-6 on the Titans. Bears 20-17 win over the Bengals today. Browns 31-21 over the Texans. Rams sneak a win over the Colts 27-24. It was the Bills. They were all over the Dolphins today, 35-0. Tua Tagovailoa left that game with an injury. 49ers 17, Eagles 11. Raiders got a win over the Steelers 26-17. And the Broncos, 23-13 over the Jaguars, while tonight, 8:20 kickoff, Ravens, they host the Chiefs. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They want to prepare your car for fall travel. They offer completely contactless service with their 15-minute drive-through service, and you don't even need to make an appointment. Go to getanoilchange.com for a coupon to save on your next oil change. I'm Joe Murray. Postgame continues after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
This is offensive tackle Justin Huron. I'm teaming up with Credit Union's Kids at Heart to fund new research on childhood brain cancer. We need your help. Visit cukidsatheart.org to learn more.
The First Downs to Fight Pediatric Brain Cancer campaign is generously supported by Digital Federal Credit Union and Vertify Software.
When you buy a Reed's Ferry shed, you're buying direct from the builder. Those sheds at the big home improvement store, they don't build them. They're the middleman. And to make room for the middleman markup, they have to take stuff out of the shed. Important stuff, like lumber. Buy factory direct at Reed's Ferry and you'll own a better shed. Call Reed's Ferry Sheds this week and schedule your installation.
Call 888-85-SHEDS.
Need a shed? If it says Reed's Ferry, you got a good one.
Hey, it's Hardy again for Squeeze.com. I tried making my own juice the other day. It was a disaster. That's why you got to order your juices from Squeeze.com. They've got the recipes down, and they're going to have them on your doorstep. I think they would have it on my doorstep faster than it took me to make my own juice the other day. What a joke. Order by 1 p.m. It'll be on your doorstep by 9 p.m. Same day, you can start a juice cleanse right away. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have just done another three-day cleanse with Squeeze.com. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. You should do it, too.
Kids are getting so big.
Yeah. Can't believe how fast Mark is growing.
Before we know it, they'll be moving out and heading to college.
Well, first they'll need to learn to play in the sand and not eat it. Ryan.
Kids grow up fast, so it's important to start saving for college as early as you can. The UFund College Investing Plan offers tax advantages on earnings, contributions, and withdrawals, so you have the opportunity to save even more. Visit fidelity.com/UFund or call 800-FIDELITY for details. UFund Plan is offered by MEFA, your Massachusetts Educational Financing Authority, and managed by Fidelity. For investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses, contact Fidelity for a fact kit. Read it carefully. If you or the designated beneficiary is not a Massachusetts resident, consider your or the beneficiary's home state plan for alternate state tax advantages or other benefits such as financial aid, scholarship funds, and protection from creditors. Units of the portfolios are municipal securities and are subject to market volatility. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE and SIPC.
Ah, what a crown jewel of a day in the kingdom, my queen. Our young subject shall delight in the attractions at King Richard Fair in Carver.
You mean the kids.
With knights jousting on horseback, exotic animals, and entertainers of every variety. I declare King Richard Fair is royal fun for all of us.
Plus acres of food, drink, rides, and games abound.
Not bad, hon.
King Richard Fair, weekend September 4th through October 24th. Tickets at kingrichardsfair.net.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. They could bring your biggest order yet, or a new cyber threat. Whatever the day holds, with Comcast Business, you'll be prepared. With the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses, Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices, and a dedicated team available 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with fast and reliable internet for just $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Or ask how to get free installation and a $650 prepaid card when you buy a qualifying bundle online. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Offer ends 9/21/21. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 100 megabits per second service customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Call or go online for details.
Here we grow again. Imperial Cars, one of New England's largest dealer groups for over 30 years, has great opportunities for service technicians at all five of their busy dealerships. At Imperial Cars, they offer paid training, compensation potential of over $100,000, and great benefits, including 401k, immediate openings, and signing bonuses for qualified candidates. If you would like to work for a company that cares about its employees, apply at imperialcars.com.
Football is back, and you could be scoring big this season by going to FindMassMoney.com. Did you know there's over $3 billion just waiting to be claimed at FindMassMoney with things like forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll and refund checks? 1 in 10 people have unclaimed money, and one of those people could be you. FindMassMoney is free and easy to use. So don't wait. Go to FindMassMoney.com and see if you can score big this football season. That's FindMassMoney.com.
Download the DraftKings app right now. Use the code SPORTSUP. This week, new customers get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code SPORTSUP. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit the 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday and order their famous Colossal or Hot Buttered Lobster Roll, and you'll get a free three-course meal upgrade. This weekend only, the 99, always the real deal.
Everything Boston Sports, the Sports Hub.
Two receivers wide to the right from the Jets 26.
Smith, the tight end left. A handoff. Harris on the delay. Runs up the middle. Bounces off a hit. Carries out of another tackle. Across the 15. Yeah. Slips another hit. Driving inside the 5. Push and it. Fighting his way to the 1. Yeah. Pushing his way to the end zone. Is he in? Touchdown, Patriots. Oh. Relentless. Damian Harris.
Herculean effort. What a run by Harris.
Hercules, Hercules. Damian Harris with the play of the day.
Maybe throughout the NFL, not just in this Patriots win over the Jets. 26-yard touchdown run to make it 19-3 New England at the time. And great companies need great teams. Hiring talent anywhere in the world is easier than ever. With Globalization Partners, go to globalization-partners.com and onboard your next MVP today. Just like Damian Harris. Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, joining us here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, you, if you'd like to join us as well, 617-779-0985. Give me a grade on Mac Jones' performance as a whole today, Greg, if you could.
I thought it was probably in the C-plus range. I mean, we'll have to see what the film says on what kind of shots he didn't take down the field. It seemed to be even more check down-ish in this game, but I do think that the Jets basically forced him into that. I saw a lot of, you know, two deep safeties, which, you know, almost any NFL offense is going to say, unless, you know, it's a got to have it play, that I see two deep safeties on first or second down, we're running the ball, or at least, you know, checking it down and trying to make runs after the catch. I thought he was fine. I thought that the Jets got him with a couple pressures, which surprised me a little bit.
In that first half, when
one of the sacks.
Yeah, I was going to say in that first half when he took those three sacks.
Yeah, I thought a couple of them, you know, that he should have been a little bit more in tune to, you know, what the Jets were doing. I mean, putting May down in the box, yeah, he was over tight end, which indicates he could just drop into coverage, but he looked like he was coming and Jones wasn't quite ready for it. So, look, it's a learning experience for the kid. He certainly was a lot better than Zach Wilson. You know, who was the second overall pick, but I thought, you know, a good solid day for Mac Jones and just, you know, more data for him to get better. And I think it's good. And, you know, they will start to take more shots. We did see a couple shots today. You know, one he did when there was a flag and he knew that it was a free play. So that's a heads up play by the kid, but you know, I thought he was solid overall. It's just going to have to, for them to go far, it's going to have to get a bit better.
Hey, Greg, we all know about James White's struggles last year and the year that he had. I actually like seeing him get carries in this game today, 5 of them for 20 yards. They were positive, and obviously his 6 catches. But could we see more him getting more of a role at running in between the tackles?
Yeah, I think so, Joe. I mean, ever since his first 2 or 3 years in the league, it seemed like James White had a tough time running between the tackles. He got, you know, shoelace tackles a lot, brought him down. But ever since then, he's been a lot better between the tackles. He obviously takes care of the ball. I thought he looked great today. He was great on screen passes. The touchdown he really read well was he went untouched, which if you allow an untouched running play, especially outside the 5-yard line in the NFL, it's pretty embarrassing for the defense and good execution by the offense. And I thought James looked tremendous, and it's sort of been a turnaround year for him. Like, you know, like you said, last year was a rough year for him, certainly off the field. The Patriots internally thought that that's what affected him. They weren't too worried about him. He didn't get off to a great start in training camp, but ever since about the midway point, he's been back to the James White of old, and I think that's a huge asset for them going forward and for Mac Jones.
I want to go back about talking about the offensive line and some of the struggles up there. Obviously, without Trent Brown, has been an issue on that right side of the line, but I know, you know, you had a target on Isaiah Wynn after the loss to the Dolphins last week. I didn't think he was that great again today, Greg. Is this just more of the trickle-down effect because Brown's not there? Maybe more is being asked of Isaiah Wynn, or has he kind of degraded as a player a little bit?
Yeah, it's a good question, Jim. I'm not sure. He's a guy that I need to study a lot more to see exactly what the issues are, but I think you're right. I mean, I think in the past game he struggled a little bit. He's allowing a lot of pressure to the outside with quickness, which is unusual because that's supposed to be his calling card. He's done okay in the running game. I think he's done pretty well. But, you know, I don't think it's a product of what's around him. I mean, yes, he does have – Joe Tooney's not there anymore. You could say, well, you know, now this shows that Joe Tooney kind of propped up Isaiah Wynn. I don't want to say that's the case quite yet, but yeah, I think there's no question that you make a good point that he's going to have to show that he needs to take another step, because with Owenu next to him, you know, those young guys should be the left side of this line for years to come. And, you know, right now they've gotten off to a bit of a slow start.
Yeah, could that be one of the reasons why maybe Hunter Henry's not involved in the offense, because he needs to stay in and block a bit more?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do that a little bit more. I mean, and Hunter Henry, he did have the big reception today when he was wide open, left uncovered by the Jets, so that was nice to see. But he's not exactly a guy who's, you know, dynamic down the field, as we saw in a few other plays. And, you know, it might be best for them. I think as McDaniels understands more what he has to work with and sort of the weaknesses of the team that they need to cover up, I do think that you'll see sort of Hunter Henry used a bit more in line and sort of being more selective on how much they use him down the field.
All right, you want to get on with Greg Bedard, 617-779-0985. We'll get to some of your calls with Greg coming up as the Patriots defeat the New York Jets 25-6. At MetLife Stadium today. They're now 1-1 on the season. We'll be back with more here on the Shaw's Patriots post-game show here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 of Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
Hey, football fans, it's Bob Soucy, the voice of New England football. If you want to know how my voice stays in peak condition, look no further than my cup of Bigelow tea next to me in the booth. It's an essential part of my game day routine. And when it comes to tea, settling is not an option. Bigelow tea. Grab a mug and tea proudly.
For a team to become number one, it takes ingenuity and expertise. And that is exactly what makes Daikin the world's number one air conditioning company. When it comes to the air we share, Daikin's pioneering technologies help perfect and protect the air that connects us all. And Daikin is working towards reducing carbon emissions to net zero by 2050, while developing new ways to make the air indoors perfect. Find a Daikin Pro at perfectingtheair.com. Perfectingtheair.com for your family, for the future. Daikin, the world's leading air conditioning company.
Football's back in action, New England. And while some people might think the best place to take in the game is right along the 50-yard line in Foxborough, it's actually behind the wheel of the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Seating for eight fans, practically endless cargo room for tailgating, and a convenient built-in noisemaker that you'll be making use of quite frequently. Gear up for game day with the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot at your local New England Honda dealers. Around here, we Honda.
At Safety Insurance, we're taking our customer service to a whole new level. Yours. Prefer to communicate by text? No problem. Want to use email and chat? Got you covered. Prefer to use your phone the old school way? We're ready to talk. Have an idea on how we can serve you better? However you want to share it? We want to hear it. Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms. However that's easiest for you.
Shaw's is making shopping and saving easier than ever. Just for You is now Shaw's for You. It's everything you love about Just for You with all new deals, rewards, and perks. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app or simply update your existing mobile app to see your all new, all awesome perks. Visit Shaw's.com/for you for program details.
Hi, Matthew Slater here. I want to tell you about a place just south of Boston where great things happen. No, not Foxborough, but Adcare Rhode Island. Nestled on more than 20 acres in the Rhode Island countryside, Adcare Rhode Island is the perfect place to begin your recovery from drugs and alcohol. The small personalized program takes a holistic approach to drug and alcohol treatment that encompasses the mind, body, and spirit, as well as proven therapies to overcome any addiction. Call my friends at Adcare Rhode Island at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
ACP. Let's clean and then there's ACP clean.
Are you happy with your building's janitorial services? If not, do what 98.5 The Sports Hub did and call ACP Facility Services. ACP is a certified minority business enterprise with over 30 years experience and clients spanning the Eastern Seaboard, specializing in Class A offices, schools, and universities, pharmaceutical validation, and retail space. ACP will tailor a cleaning solution that meets your specific needs. Go to acpcleaning.com. There's clean, and then there's ACP clean.
It's good to see the teams back out on the gridiron. Lucky for us, that was just week one. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is putting you in the center of the action for week two. DraftKings is giving new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. And for our New Hampshire customers, head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all the great promotions and daily odds boosts. Download the DraftKings app now and use code SPORTSHUB. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code SPORTSHUB only at DraftKings.
$5 deposit required. Eligibility for just applies to DraftKings.
Peerless Boilers now has both your heating and hot water heating covered too. Introducing the 97% efficient Pavilion tankless water heater and abundance of hot water instantaneously. Go to peerlessboilers.com to find a dealer near you. Remember, Peerless Boilers, America's best built boilers.
The only place to hear the game, the Sports Hub.
My car's on the bar. You got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you because the beer's on me.
Music of the game brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss Dierks Bentley, the Beers on Me Tour 2021 with special guest Riley Green and Parker McCollum on Saturday, September 25th at the Xfinity Center. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. Shaw's Patriots postgame show, Jim Murray, Joe Murray, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, BostonSportsJournal.com, and you at 617-779-0985. John in the car with a thought on the quarterback play today. Go ahead, John.
Hey, boys. Hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, in my amateur opinion, you know, I didn't think Mac Jones played that well. I think it kind of got overshadowed by Zach Wilson and his four picks. What a terrible second overall pick. I mean, God, is he terrible. But I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about how Mackie played. Didn't crack 200. You know, I'm not going to lie. I had a four-leg parlay. Didn't hit it because of Mac Jones over 225. But, hey. And all beggars can't be choosers.
John, sorry for your financial loss. I mean, look, my amateur opinion, too. I thought that, you know, the kid played confident for the most part. He was accurate. Like, there were some things, though, Greg, like you, I thought were like, meh, I don't know. Like, the intentional grounding, which he tried to sell, like, I thought was kind of a dumb play. And a couple of those sacks he took in that first half, I thought he held on to the ball too long.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I think that I thought that early on with the offensive line issues, I thought that Jones got sped up, which is what happens with pocket quarterbacks when there's earlier pressure applied. You even see this with Brady. If there's pressure, they start to get sped up and they start to make quick decisions. And, you know, you really start to affect the quarterback then. I thought he settled down a little bit. I was just looking at some of the next-gen stats. His expected completion percentage was 70.5. His completion percentage was 73.3. You know, so there was not a high degree of difficulty in what he was doing again. And, you know, but I do think that the more numbers that you see like that where, you know, he's taking what McDaniels is giving him and what the defense is giving him, and they will slowly start to be a little bit more aggressive. But I think so far it's a good plan what they're doing. You don't want to do too much too soon or else you get what you saw today with the Jets when I really thought, look, I'm not going to say Zach Wilson was a terrible draft pick. I think the kid is uber talented and it's just the Jets and they're rebuilding and they have a new everything basically over there and it's going to take them even more time. But you just hope that this season doesn't shatter his confidence and that's what I worry about with today. I mean, at one point early in the second half, I was like, just get the kid out of there. And but I looked down. I'm like, who's the backup? It's some guy named, you know, Joe probably knows who this guy
James
is. Mike
Morgan.
White.
I think he's Mike White, yeah.
Is that a former USC guy who I've never even heard of? But, I mean, you got to have a better, you know, just get him a Brian Hoyer type of guy who at least can come in there and be an aide. I mean, you know, there's no reason to keep the kid out there taking shots like that in the second half against the Patriots defense that at that point they know they can pin their ears back. I just don't understand that.
Mike White, Western Kentucky, okay? Just to get that in there. But any still durability concerns when it comes to Mac Jones? I know Jim mentioned there was a time where he thought he came up a little lame after a big hit. He took a big hit. They called the personal foul on it. But so far, I mean, I there's still concerns for me, but he gets up every time.
Yeah, you just wonder with 17 plus games, hopefully for the Patriots, that you know there's more than 17. Can he sustain this? And you know, and now, like, look, they just went against the Dolphins, who don't have a great pass rush. I mean, they're okay, and then the Jets, and now you know you have some of the guys on the Saints up front are you know, all pro types, and then you have the Bucks with all they have up front. So you just worry as they start to get into some of these teams where bringing pressure is part of their identity. Can he hold up? I mean, I really am impressed with Mac overall in that he is smart. He'll know how to avoid hits and sort of keep himself out of harm's way. But, you know, sometimes the Patriots are going to need to protect him a little bit better, and that is for sure.
Damian Harris, you know, I thought with the play of the game today with that that run where he's like Marshawn Lynch-esque, and should be no surprise that Ramondre Stevenson was a healthy scratch today after last week's performance. But would you like to see him back in the running back rotation, Greg? Because I feel like for like, you know, your power runs on short yardage, you do want to spell Harris. Like, I think he can be your bell cow back for the most part, but you do want to get him some help there, right?
Yeah, for sure, Jim. I mean, we just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And I heard Gasper talking with you yesterday about some of Ivan Fears' comments about, you know, maybe Ramondre is not doing everything he needs to behind the scenes to be available to this team. There were some critical comments that lend you to think in that direction. So if he's not doing what he's supposed to behind the scenes, the Patriots can't reward it, and that really hurts the team. And I think, look, we talked about it a little bit last week, but I think that Ramondre Stevenson being inactive in game two, and I thought that was going to be the case. I thought that J.J. Taylor's speed would be more of an asset against a Jets front that is pretty slow, especially in the linebacker core. So that didn't surprise me. But if this continues, you have to second-guess the trade of Sony Michel. That, you know, would they have just been better off letting him play out his rookie deal, getting the comp pick? Because, like you said, you know, Harris is going to need help. He is one guy who probably cannot take a 17-game beating if he's the solo back. And so they need – Stevenson has to deliver, or else, in my opinion, they made a mistake in trading Michel.
And now you got me wondering here. What was Michelle's stat line today for the Rams' win over the Colts? 10 carries, 46 yards. And what did he do in the receiving game? I know they didn't use him in the passing game, but 10 carries, 46 yards for an average of 4.6. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a really solid change of pace, you know, get in there, get the guy some rest type of back.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, now it's maybe time to start second-guessing the trading of Sony Michel, which I'm sure will drive Tony Maserati crazy to even suggest such a thing. So looking ahead just next week, you know, with the run defense looking a little suspect these first couple of weeks, do you have some concerns with a big back like Alvin Kamara coming in? You were talking up Sean Payton earlier in this appearance. You know, you think they're going to have their work cut out for him next week against Kamara?
Yeah, I do, other than I'm just looking at a stat line. 8 carries, 5 yards against the Panthers. And the Panthers are a team that that I thought people were sleeping on, that I thought Matt Rhule, you know, second year of his program. I think they have a sneaky good team down there and a well-disciplined team. I'll be interested to see the film on what was going on with the Saints. The Panthers might have just stacked the line and said, all right, well, Jameis, you need to try and beat us because we don't think you can. But, yeah, I mean, that has to be a concern. The Saints traditionally have a very good line. And that could be a tough matchup for the Patriots, but this is not your typical Saints team. They have a lot of injury issues and other issues with that team. But, yeah, Kamara, when you're struggling with the run defense, Alvin Kamara, and you have slow linebackers, Alvin Kamara is not the running back you want to see to come into your place.
Yeah, and I'm also curious about the linebackers for the Patriots, right? I mean, I don't know if we've seen them, you know, go up against a dynamic backfield yet. It's probably something to consider. So, you know, Kamara is probably one of the premier players in the game, whether it's running the football or receiving it as well. And they have a lot of speed. If you look at it, Deontay Harris, Marcus Callaway right now, they have speed back there. And I don't know, Jameis Winston wasn't great today, but and if you look ahead, Greg, they have to travel this week. They're staying at TCU for the whole week. They were without, I think, 9 coaches today. This is a really bad spot for them. I just hope the Patriots aren't looking ahead to next week.
Or the following
week. It's the following week, yeah.
Yeah, the following week. Yeah, that's a good point, Joe, that, you know, with the you-know-who looming and coming to town the following week. This is a game that, with all that's going on with the Saints, the Patriots need to deliver a victory, and they need to get a little bit better every week. to sort of, you know, make people feel at ease a little bit. But yeah, I think you're right. This is a tough spot for the Saints. The Patriots need to be a little bit better. I would like to see the Patriots start to figure out what the hell they're going to do at linebacker, because it seems like they don't really know. Like, you know, Juwan Bentley played a lot in the middle. Dante Hightower was a lot on the line with Kyle Van Noy out. Tashaun Bower gets promoted from the practice squad, and he plays way more than Josh Uche,
or
Winovich. Like, you know, what's going on there? How are they going to deal with Kamara and some of the Saints' speed? I think the Patriots have a lot to figure out in the front seven, or else they could get exploited by, you know, a good team that really runs their offense through the backfield.
Speaking of Kyle Van Noy, who was out today with this throat issue, didn't practice all week. Did you have any insight on that, Greg, or what happened there? Did he take like a helmet to the larynx or something? I'd never heard of such an injury on the injury report.
Yeah, no, I did not. I did not hear anything on that front. I was surprised when I first saw him get up there. I thought, well, maybe he has a sore throat or something like that, and they're keeping him out just for precautionary reasons with COVID and all that. But that it went out through the week and he was out, like, they need him out there, that's a little bit of a concern. But considering he was tweeting during a game, I think he's feeling okay probably.
All right, we got one more segment to go with Greg Bedard. You want to get on, have any questions for him, 617-779-0985. Get to your calls with Greg coming up after the headlines here with Joe Murray. Get you caught up with all the latest in some of these 4 o'clock games. But first, let's pause 10 seconds here on the Safety Insurance, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
This is Boston's most listened to sports station. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 Sports Hub. Beasley Media Group station. Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots get their first win of the season, 25-6 over the Jets. Mac Jones, 22-30 on the day, 186 yards passing. But it was the running game that got touchdowns for the Pats. James White, Damian Harris, each in the end zone. Zach Wilson threw 4 interceptions. He was also sacked 4 times in the game. Pats now 1-1. They host New Orleans next week. The Saints fell 26-7 today to Carolina. Other NFL scores right now in the third quarter. Vikings have a 30-24 lead over Arizona. Buccaneers 28, Falcons 10. Tom Brady has 4 touchdown passes in literally a half. Right now, the Cowboys are a 14-11 lead over the Chargers. Seahawks 24-9 over the Titans. The Titans had a touchdown taken away from them by the refs. So, for those who think the refs have no involvement, they did there. The Bears 20-17 win over the Bengals. Browns 31, Texans 21. Rams sneak out a win over the Colts 27-24. The Bills, they shut out the Dolphins today 35-0. Tua Tagovailoa, he left the game with an injury. No word yet on what it was. Other scores today, 49ers 17, Eagles 11. Raiders sneak out a win over the Steelers 26-17. And the Broncos 23, Jaguars fall to 0-2. They lose 23-13. Tonight, it's the Chiefs and the Ravens. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They want to help you prepare your car for fall travel. They offer completely contactless service, and you don't even need to make an appointment. Go to getanoilchange.com for a coupon. I'm Joe Murray. Next update in 30 minutes.
Second down and 2. Play fake by Wilson. Deep drop under pressure. Fires down the middle.
Come on.
By J.C. Jackson. And the ball is batted around and eventually intercepted. Picked off at the 35-yard line.
I mean, he is pretty aggressive. He's an aggressive quarterback. If you want a guy, he'll still try to zip it in there. I mean, I was just in the right position to make plays, man. That's what I do.
J.C. Jackson after the Patriots' 25-6 win over the New York Jets today. Welcome back, Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, Greg Bedard, BostonSportsJournal.com. One last segment. I don't know if you saw this, Greg. J.C. Jackson said after this game, he didn't really want to get into why he wasn't out there to start the second half. Did he talk back to someone on the sideline or something? Because Juwan Williams was out there, quickly gets hit with a penalty, a dumb holding call. I think it was on Corey Davis. I think he's a liability and a bad play waiting to happen anytime he's out there is Juwan Williams. What do you think happened there?
Yeah, it was very odd. I mean, at first you thought it was an injury and then, you know, just something like give him a little bit more time to recuperate. But then his answers in the post game, it leads you to believe that there was something where he ran afoul of the team, whether he talked back to somebody or wasn't prepared to go out on the field for the second half, and they said, screw it, put Juwan out there. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, it's a little bit concerning. But, I thought he played really well today. I thought he did a really nice job against Corey Davis, who you didn't hear much from and sort of showed in this game why the Patriots did not have much interest at all in him in free agency and decided to go with other guys, and including Belichick's comment earlier this week where he basically said, like, they did a ton of work on Keelan Cole. They did not do the same work on Corey Davis.
Let's go to Zach in Maine, who's joining us here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show with some thoughts on Josh McDaniels' play calling. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, guys. I think that Josh may be the reason that we're not seeing Mac progress quickly. I mean, I already like what I see from the kid. He makes good decisions, needs to speed up getting the ball out sometimes. But you also don't see a lot of space created for the running backs, right? So if we don't have speed to receiver, get somebody with speed and shift the ball in the open field, like the flats. And I'm seeing Mac take a lot of shots to receivers in the flats, but not really the backs. And then earlier, late in the fourth, I saw a couple of misdirection runs as we're getting in the Jets' red zone. And those didn't really turn out to anything. So just your thoughts on that off the air.
Thanks, Zach. Greg?
The way that they've played in the red zone the first 2 weeks, it invites the criticism. I understand it, and I think a lot of it is fair. I just think that with the getting the ball to sort of running backs, like, as say outside of screen passes and things like that, I think it's probably a situation where they were a little bit worried about going too much to the backs and getting it, being too predictable, and where they'd rather sneak in like a screen pass by surprise, which I think worked well today. I thought they had some really nice screens today that were well timed and caught the Jets by surprise. A lot of times you're setting those up with multiple plays leading up to that in the drive. But they haven't thrown into the end zone in two games. And that's, I don't care who's playing quarterback and how long they've been here, that's an issue. And, I know some of it is Mac not taking the shots and taking the easy money, which they do preach in this offense, which is if they have an easy 5 or 6 yards, take the 5 or 6 yards. But they're going to need to strike a balance, and I think they will going forward.
Hey, Greg, just want to ask you about the kickoff team today. Jake Bailey obviously kicked one out of bounds. Braxton Berrios had a nice little return as well. But he did have a great punt later on in the game there. But any concerns with the kickoff or Jake Bailey this season?
Yeah, I don't think the special teams have been that great so far. And that's concerning when you basically keep 9 specialists on your team, including some of the older players on this team and on this roster, and you let some younger players with more upside go. It's an issue. It hasn't cost them to this point. But I think that, going forward, it's something to be concerned about. I mean, I will say, Nick Folk missed the extra point today, but outside of that, I mean,
he's been nails.
The guy's just money.
Yeah. Very, very windy.
Unbelievable.
He's
kicked there before. Being with the Jets certainly helped. He talked about that in the post game, but man, it's just, remember all those stories about Nordine winning the job and being the kicker?
Yeah,
that was a long time ago. I mean, folks pretty much been the kicker the entire time here. It's just a matter of when.
It's crazy to me, Greg, because that guy, like, it's fair to call him a journeyman. He's been on a handful of teams. I just always thought he was just just another kicker, and he comes here. And, I mean, last year he's one of their top 3 players, but he's just nails now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's he gets out there and you're just like, I mean, even the 49-yarder, because you're like, all right, he's a little bit older. He didn't exactly report to camp in the greatest of shape, which is why he missed like the better part of a week during camp due to just soreness. And, he gets out there 49 yards and he just drills it without any issue where you're like, oh, well, he doesn't have that much distance. It's just, guy's been great. He broke the franchise record for consecutive field goals. And, right now it's at 33. I would not be surprised if it gets past 40. Of course, I just jinxed him, so he's definitely missing his next one. But, yeah, he's been great.
So, I want to ask you, because you've had an opportunity to watch the coaches' film from the Miami game, right?
No, I have not, because it's not, because Game Pass is such a disaster. I got all mad at the NFL, and they're like, it's supposed to be out like sometime next week, and a few curse words and things like that. So I have not. I have not seen it. I just know what I saw in the stadium, which was Mac passed up a few shot plays that were there.
Well, what I want to ask you, though, just in watching, just in general, being there last week, watching this today, his footwork in the pocket, is it, has he shown patience and balance, or does he kind of have a little bit of happy feet that you would expect to see with a rookie?
Well, it's a good point, because I do, week one, I thought he was great. I thought he was great in that regard. I thought his footwork was really good. I did think he got a little sloppier today, and that's, you know, those are some of the things you have to be concerned about, where, you know, you worry about, you know, is he getting his feet pointed the right way and the shoulders too? Because, you know, he's a guy that we all know, you know, he's not exactly the most dynamic athlete when it comes to quarterback play. So, you know, very similar to, you know, Brady, you know, everything has to be right. That's why Tom Brady works on his mechanics all offseason, because if he's not right, it can look ugly. And Mac Jones is in that same sort of ballpark. I did think it got a little sloppier, so it's something to watch moving forward.
Yeah, anything else today that stood out to you? I mean, J.J. Harris got called up today.
Taylor.
J.J. Taylor. Why do we keep saying J.J.? He got called up today, played later on in the game. Didn't see much in the passing game, though. Any other surprise? Asiasi out again today. Anything stand out to you, Greg?
Yeah, I did. I thought the Asiasi thing was interesting, and I thought he's a kid who's taken a next step this year, or at least a half a step, which isn't saying much from where he was as a rookie. So that was disappointing to see that he was a healthy scratch along with Stevenson. I'm baffled by what they're doing sort of in the front seven and on the edge with, you know, would have figured with Kyle Van Noy down that Josh Uche would get a chance to play more, and that just hasn't happened. And so you're just sort of puzzled on what's going on up there. But I do think, you know, I'm trying to have patience with this and as the Patriots find things out. But, you know, I think we know this. Dietrich Wise will never leave the lineup. He's always out there.
Yeah, and something else that's stuck in my head since your appearance on Felger and Maz on Tuesday is this Henry Anderson thing, Greg. Is this Mike Pennell all over again? Because, like, I saw the name of the back of his jersey, like, once, and then I looked at the stat sheet, and he had one tackle, so it didn't feel like he was out there all that much.
Yeah, well, I mean, Pennell was just like, that just didn't work. Anderson works. He's good. It's just, they're not playing him right now. I mean, even, I remember he got into this game and he really held the point of attack. It was when Juwan Bentley had a tackle for a loss.
Yeah.
And it was almost all because Henry Anderson was in front of him, basically, you know, making do with the Jets offensive lineman. And so I'm hopeful that as the coaching staff gets more evidence and they see the problems with the run defense, that Anderson gets more of a chance and Wise is used more situationally, but I'm not optimistic about that.
And on that, too, with continuing with the defensive line, you know, I know you've always, and rightfully so, sung the praises of Lawrence Guy since he's been on this team, yep. But have you felt like his plays dipped this year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough for me to say, and I wrote this in my column today about, you know, five guys on the Patriots who sort of needed to, you know, take a step quickly, not to overreact from week one, but, you know, and Guy, Godshall was one of them. I mean, Guy, you know, don't take my word for it. I mean, PFF had Guy, I think, as the third worst defender for the Patriots last week. And in the preseason, the only guy who was rated worse was Rashad Berry, who got cut in like the first cutdown. And so, you know, I asked Lawrence Guy this week, you know, there was a GQ story about him being a vegan. I asked him whether the Patriots are on the same page with him. He said yes. I asked him, does he feel like he's lost any? He said absolutely not, that he still feels like he's the same guy from the past couple of years. But, you know, Godshall, Hightower, Wise, I thought Shaq Mason was better today. Those were the five guys that I thought, you know, there's been a disturbing trend since the start of training camp with those guys. But they need to be better. You know, I would say everybody outside of Mason, I still think they're a work in progress, and the Patriots need them to get going.
Yeah, and I just personally would like to see more of Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, Greg, like, be more involved in the offense. I get that 70-plus yards these first couple of weeks combined is pretty good, but Maybe I just have crazy expectations. I thought one of those guys would be getting like 70 yards and a touchdown per game. I'm real surprised that Hunter Henry really hasn't done all that much these first two games. And do you think it's the shoulder thing from the summer?
No, I just don't know. You know, look, I'm a guy who was in favor of the signing. I really liked him with the Chargers when he was healthy. And but from the start of camp, I haven't been all that impressed with him on the field. He's not a guy who gets a whole lot of separation. He's not a sudden athlete. I think he's great in the red zone, and I'm surprised he's one of the guys who hasn't been featured down there yet. I assume that's going to change in time, but he's a little bit limited, you know, as far as getting open. I mean, if he gets matched up with a linebacker, okay, he's going to get open, but he has a tough time against safeties looking open, and I think they're going to strike a better balance. Jonnu Smith can't be just a little bit of a, you know, drag, short drag guy and yards after the catch. They're going to have to make him more effective down the field, and I think that's one of the changes they'll make going forward.
All right, Greg, it just hit me, too, as you were talking about the five guys you need more out of. You're going to be writing that as a weekly column. You need to get five guys on the phone and get the burger sponsorship for your five guys column. Right, it makes perfect
sense.
Go. The symmetry is perfect.
I'm all for five guys. I'm a big fan.
Same
love
here.
Love those fries.
Oh, amazing fries, too. All right, well, Greg, we'll see you Tuesday in here at the Town Fair Tire Studio to get more of the recap of this game on Felger and Maz. Always a pleasure. And, of course, follow him, Greg, at Boston Sports Journal. Give him a subscription at bostonsportsjournal.com. Greg, thanks for taking the time.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.